Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter of the Ramas Hilchas Yom Tov, in the Sefer Zman book of Be'ez in the Times. But in this Perek, we discuss regarding the laws of Erev Tavshilin, which allows one to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and regarding the laws of honoring Shabbos, and Kavod Yom Tov, and Oinig Yom Tov, and Simchas Yom Tov. As Rami gets a Lacha Alf regarding the laws of Erev Tavshilin. So, Yom Tov Shechalis Erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out to be on a Friday, in Oifin, Mevashtim B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bake or cook on Yom Tov, Masha Oichel Mocha B'Shabbos, what you want to eat the next day on Shabbos. This is Emadir Seif. Now, this prohibition is actually only rabbinic. Kedishali Yovel Levashim Yom Tov Chol, so that you don't come to cook from a Yom Tov to a weekday, which that would be forbidden, because the Malach HaBachal Nefesh only allows you for a holy day, not for a mundane day. Where's the Kavu Chaymer? Then people make the Kavu Chaymer. If L'Shabbos Yimavashim, if I cannot cook from Friday to Shabbos, Koshken L'Chayil, for sure, can't do for a weekday, so that was the rabbinic convention. Now, Lafikah, therefore, Imas the Tashim Yom Tov, at the same time, they made a tikkun for this. If a person already made a cooked dish from before Yom Tov, she is simchal that he can rely on. And from that he cooks and bakes from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Harizim muta then is actually permitted to do from Friday to Shabbos. And betavshos the simchal in the cooked dish that you're relying on, who anikur that's called a rubi tavshilin, the mixture of the guarantor, the mixture. The word eruv has a few definitions of tavshilin of the cooked dish. As Rama says, halacha beis blum like shmai eruv. Why is it called eruv? Which in a way, like an Arav is a guarantor, it's something that it's a reminder. At the same time, it's also something that's overlapping, which is what Erev Chatzeiros is. It's an extension, which is the same thing for the Erev Tavshilin. But the reason why it's called Erev is Shekshem Sh'Erev Sh'Oisim Chatzeiros Mabois, just like the Erev that you make in the courtyards and in the alleys, Me'erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos, Mishum Hekka, it's a sign of recognition, Kedishali Allah Daitam, that no one should entertain, Shemut Loit Mishul Shabbos, if you're allowed to carry from one domain to another domain in Shabbos, the Erev reminds you that no, not allowed to, this is only because of unique parameters that this has. Kach Zeh HaTavshel, so to this cooked dish, Mishum Hekka Vezekaran, it's also because of a recognition and of recollection, Kedishali Dalma Bayakshu, that people should not imagine and think, Shemut Levis Bayamtev, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, that you're not going to be eating that day. That's what's called Eruv Tavshil. It has the same principle as the Eruv of Shabbos, which is a Heker and Zekaron. So does a Heker and Zekaron to know that, okay, you can't, but if you do this, then there's different parameters than regular cooking from Yom Tov for the following day. Halacha Gimel. Now, Eruv Tavshil, the Eruv Tavshil, the measurement is, when you have to rely on this cooked dish from before Yom Tov, in Pachas Mekizaz, cannot be less than the size of an Aleph. Bein Le'echa, Bein Aleph, whether it's one person or 1,000 people. And the English and Arab say you cannot make this Arab a little bit past, not with bread, a little bit deeper, not with groats, which is like this crushed type of wheat. The creates them in the similar types of things. A little bit tavshel, has to be a cooked dish, shu'upar pedis, which is a type of a condiment that you use to eat bread with it. Kagan, for example, buster, meat, verdogum, and fish, or betum, and eggs, or kitzum, similar things that you eat with the bread, but not the bread itself. Fulfill out dashim, shabashul, like a date, it could even be the lentils on the bottom of the pot. And even the fat that's on the knife, that you use to cut the roast, Gurdi could scrape off the fat. If it has the amount of an olive, you can rely on that for the halacha of the Erev Tavshil. Halacha Dal. Tavshil Shamul in Erev Zeh. Now, regarding the cooked dish that they said regarding this halacha of Erev, is a fillet tzali, even roast, a fillet shalig, even cooked, a fillet kavash, even pickled, a mush, no smoked. I feel like dug in Gitan, even small fish, shadichim b'mayim chamin, that were washed with warm water, for the chasni b'shul nachila, and since they don't have to be cooked so much, the washing with the hot water is like they're cooking for eating. That can be relied on. It's like you already cooked this thing from before Yom Tov, and that's the reminder of Erev Tavshilin that allows you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Halacha Hei. Now, but Tzokshi Erev Zem Matzah. Now, it has to be that this Erev is still found, is still around, until on Yom Tov, that you bake whatever you need to bake, and cook whatever you need to cook, and to warm up whatever warm water that you need to. Because if the Erev is eaten, of it or lost, or in this of it got burned, before you cook or bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, then you're not allowed to bake or cook or warm up, only what you're doing Yom Tov itself. That you're allowed to do, that's Eichel Nefesh. Now, if hischa be isasar, eruv tavshil, if you started your with your dough or your cooked dish, and the nechla eva oven, and then middle of working on it, the eruv got eaten or lost, how is it good? And then you're allowed to finish it up, even though it's not around anymore. Halachabav hamanich eruv tavshilin. If someone leaves over the eruv tavshilin, kadesh yismach aleim huvachem, so that he can rely on it and others. So tzarch lezakis lehem, you have to make it acquired to them. Kadesh shemazakav eruv shabbos, just like you have to merit it for them. For these other Erevin that we talk about on Shabbos, which Rebbe Chatzeiros, And Mechosha Zeichah B'Rubah Shabbos, whoever could merit for others for the Erevan of Shabbos, as we spoke about over there in the laws of Erevan of Shabbos, Zeichah B'Rubah Tavshilim could merit for people for the Erev Tavshilim. But Mechosha in the Zeichah B'Seidah, who could not merit for them that Erev in the Zeichah, but they could not merit for them either here in the Halachas of Erev Tavshilim. Halacha Zayin. Now, in the Tzach Le'diyah Le'elu, you don't have to notify these people, Shazikah Le'merib Yomtiv, that you merited for them from before Yomtiv. But they do have to know that someone already merited for them and made an heir for them, and then they could rely on it and they could cook and bake a yamtiv for the next day of Shabbos. And even though they only found out a yamtiv, the Rav gives a drasha and he says, "Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I made an heir tavshilin." Had them a turn, then they would be permitted to go and cook and bake for the next day of Shabbos. Now, a person has the option of making air for all the people of the city, and even those that are near the city within the tchum, and the next day he can make an announcement and they can say, whoever did not make an air for Tavshilin, Yismach Aleirubi could rely on my air that I made for everyone else. Halachachas. If someone leaves, meaning makes the air for Tavshilin, he puts it on the side because it has to be there, so he has to leave it on the side. When he makes the Erev Tavshilin, Chayv LeBaruch, he has to make the bracha as follows. Baruch Atah Hashem, Blessed be Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, King of the world. Hashem Kedushon, Mitzvah, he sanctified us in his commandments, Mitzvah, on Mitzvah, Erev, he commanded us on the Mitzvah of Erev. Vayimani says, Be'ed of Zeh, with this Erev, Yutali Lefes, Olav Ashel, it's going to be permitted for me to cook and to bake, Me Yom Tov Shalomach, Le Shabbos, from Yom Tov to the next day for Shabbos. Meaning, Me Yom Tov Shalomach, from the next day, which is Yom Tov, La Shabbos, because he's doing this on Erev Yom Tov. And if he's meriting it for others, Yemei should say, leave for me, Ula plain, Ula plain, for that person, that person, or Lanchei or Kulam, or he just says for all the people of the city, Lef is Levashel, Miyamtiv L'Shabbos, to be able to cook and bake from the next day tomorrow, Yamtiv to Shabbos. Halacha test. Mishle Hinich Erev Tavshilin. Someone did not leave aside Erev Tavshilin. And B'lo Hinich L'Achem, and neither did others make one for him. So Kishem Sh'asel Levashel Lef is just like he's not allowed to cook and bake, Kach Kim Choya Machalayas, so to his flour and his food is forbidden. Because it has no utility, because he's not allowed to do cooking or baking. And for us, la'acher, and it's forbidden even for someone else. Shenich la'asmet, that did put an erev for himself. It's forbidden for him, la'vashav lefes lezeh, shalaynich, to cook and bake for this guy, his flour, that did not put aside. Ashayachnaloy, until that guy transfers the ownership of the flour to that other person. Shenimtzizim avashav lefes shalayn. Now comes that the guy is cooking and baking his own stuff. Shadakano, because he acquired it. Then if the guy wants to eat an achakach lezeh, he can then subsequently give it back to this person, shleinich, that did not make the erev b'matanam as a gift, what he baked and cooked. Halacha yud. Now, mishu lehinich erev tavshilin, someone did not make an erev tavshilin, and he cooked and he baked to eat that day, so which is allowed to, he's doing it for yomtim. But he has leftovers. We might have guessed he made this whole huge lunch, and they didn't come. He could eat the leftovers the next day, because that wasn't doing it purposefully for Shabbos. Now, Vimhedev, he was deceptive, quote-unquote, hey, you know, I think guest might be coming, and he makes this whole thing, but really he's planning to doing it for Shabbos, and he's aslach, and then you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Now, avav afav bishul Shabbos, if he violated, and he did bake, and he did cook for Shabbos, ain't nice in the love, we don't make it forbidden him. Now, the question is, wait a second. Why were they stringent and made it forbidden if you were deceptive? For lo salam ezen, didn't make it forbidden someone deliberately. I mean, if I was deceptive, claiming, or this guest, or whatever, but really, there's not. For him, we said it's aser to eat next day in Shabbos. The guy who deliberately says, you know, I don't care, and he's cooking and baking, it's going to be permitted. Because if you're going to permit it for the one who's cunning and deceptive, everyone's going to be, quote-unquote, deceptive. And everyone's going to forget about the halacha at all of it, because everyone's going to be like, oh, really, I've guessed. That's not really true. So we have to be more stringent with it. Deliberately go against the Torah, that's not such a common thing. Even someone violated today, he's not necessarily going to violate another time. And therefore, they weren't as stringent, and therefore, actually, if someone violates, it actually is permitted for him to eat on Shabbos. Now, Luchi Rav now continues regarding the Lord's Erev Tavshilin when there's 2 days of Yom Tov. Shneim Tavim Shechad Elias, if the 2 days of Yom Tov fall out to be Bechamisha Erev Shabbos, Thursday and Friday. So, Eisei Rivet Tavshilin Yom Tov. So, you have to make Erev Tavshilin already from Wednesday, Shurei Av Yom Tov, which that's the day before Yom Tov. Now, Shachach V'leinich, if someone forgot, did not make an Erev on Wednesday, so what you can do is like this. Manicha Berishin Masna, you can place the Erev on the first day Yom Tov, meaning on Thursday, and you make the following stipulation. Ketzer also. Manicha Rivet Tavshilin Yom Chamishi, he makes the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, but he says like this. If today is the real day Yom Tov, because what happens is that the 2 days Yom Tov is really called Sveik of the Yom, and they didn't know in Golas when did the Bezdin make the Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. So they would make 2 days just in case they didn't know if it was a full month or a Chodesh Chaser. So he made 2 days, but really only 1 day is really Yom Tov. So if today, Thursday, is real day Yom Tov and Friday is a weekday, okay, no problem. Tomorrow, I'll cook and bake for Shabbos, and I don't need to have any air. And today, Thursday, is really the weekday, and tomorrow, Friday, is the Yom Tov. Great. With this air I'm making right now, I'll be able to cook and bake tomorrow on Friday for the next day for Shabbos. A similar type of halacha is someone had in front of himself two baskets of untithed produce. The first day Yom Tov, what you could do is like this. Now, you're not all separate trumas and maizes on Yom Tov. What you could do is, on the first day, on let's say, whatever day it is, the first day you say, if today's the weekday, no problem. Tiezet truma alzu. He's separating truma because it's a weekday. Today's holy. What I'm saying is nothing. And he just calls it the name, which it's only if it's weekday that something can happen, but if not, you know, he calls it what it is, truma, manicha, and he leaves it. Now, then the next day, the second day, Yom Tov, he comes back and he says like this, if today is Yom Tov, no problem, what I'm saying now is nothing, and that means to say the truma that he did yesterday was a valid truma because that was weekday. If today is the weekday, oh, tiyaz the truma zu. So what I said yesterday was nothing, and now he's making, he's separating the truma, one on the other, and he recites the name of truma on it, and he puts it on the side, the way he had recited on the first day. Now he leaves the one that he had designated the name of truma on the side, and I can eat the other one, which is now tithed produce of chulin, and that were four, because either way, the second day should be permitted. Now, Halachi Gimel tells us and qualifies us by midrash, when we say this, only if these 2 day Yom Tovs is the 2 day Yom Tov of the diaspora. That is, as we described, it's unique halacha of Suffolk. Regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, if you forgot, not make Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday, shuving a manichi now to make one, can't do this tonight on Thursday. Because the reason is because it's called Yom HaRichter. Rosh Hashanah does not have halacha as Sveik in the Yom. We give it as like one big 48 hours of a Yom Tov. So you can't make one anymore. So you have to either rely on others if they made an Erev for him. Or like we described before, he has to transfer the ownership of his flour to whoever did make an Erev. Or you're right, it's going to be forbidden for him to bake or to cook from Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos if Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday. If a person forgot, the other case that we said, the previous halacha, and he didn't separate the truma on Wednesday, so he cannot separate on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the condition for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. No, you can't do it, not Thursday, not Friday, and of course not Shabbos. Until Matzah Shabbos, he'll be able to separate the truma. Now, halacha dal kol dvar ma'ilu shemanu. Now, all these things that we said in the previous halachas, chayibizman shayibezn shal Eretz Yisrael, is only at the time when the courts of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael were mekachan al pi'ri'ya. They sanctified the new month based on actual visual perception of the moon. Now, those in the diaspora, they would make 2 days. To remove themselves from the situation of doubt, because they didn't know exactly when was it sanctified by the people in Eretz Yisrael. It takes time until the agents and the messengers get there, and they wouldn't necessarily get in time, so they made, out of stringency, 2 days of Yom Tov. But today, where people in Eretz Yisrael, they rely on the calculation. That's how they sanctify the new month. So everyone knows this, and it's a set calendar, and you don't have to wait and not find out, and never have 2 days. So in Yom Tov Sheni, listalik minasavik. So the second day Yom Tov is not anymore to remove from doubt. And leminag bavad. It's actually only a custom, but in a way that makes it more severe because now it's a definite halacha. So halacha tezov, lefikich aniyem, and therefore I say, says the Rambam, she'ema arv adam emasna mesman hazeh. Now a person cannot do this thing that we described to make an Erev with a stipulation in today's times. Lo yiriv tib shilin, not for the Erev tib shilin that we described. Lo yiriv chatzeres, v'lish tib mevoyiz. Which are other types of Erevin that you could say, hey, man of Shach, either it's weekday or it's Yom Tov. No. Ve'inim asa tevel atanai, neither can you tithe the tevel on the condition like we spoke about in Halacha Yud Beis. Elakom Erev Yom Tovad, only from before Yom Tov, because we don't consider anymore as a suffix. It's not a suffix. So what is it? It's a minig. But the minig is both days. So it's Aser Meinei Bei. It has Halacha of Yom Tov from intrinsic, inherent Halacha, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do this tonight anymore. Halacha doesn't continue with the Halacha of Kavod Yom Tov, and Oinig Yom Tov, and Simchas Yom Tov. K'shem she mitzvah l'chabed Shabbos l'anko. Just like there's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos and to have delight in it, kach kol Yom Tov, so to all the Yom Tov, the festival. Shalom, like says the pasuk in Yeshaya, l'kdesh Hashem mechubed, which we describe in the halachas of Shabbos, for the holy thing of Hashem, you have to honor, which refers to Shabbos. But v'chol Yom Tov nemen behem, all Yom Tov, also it says mikra kodesh, a holy convocation. So it's also l'kdesh Hashem. So you just have the halacha of Kavod. We already explained Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis that Hakibud regarding what is considered honoring Shabbos, Ve'inigan Dlight, Bilchos Shabbos, Halacha Shabbos. So whatever applies to Shabbos because it's holy also applies to Yom Tov. So it is appropriate for a person. A person should not make a meal on the eve before the Yom Tov, from the afternoon and onwards, care of Shabbos, like before Shabbos. That's included in honoring by not eating that you have an appetite for the night a Yom Tov meal. And whoever disgraces the festivals, as if he went and he clinged to idolatry. Now, the 7 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Sukkot. Im Shor Yom Tovim, with all the other Yom Tovim, Kulam Asurim Mehesbet B'Tainis. It's all forbidden in a eulogy and in fasting. And Chayvam Leis Bem Sameich B'Tovim Lev. The person has to be happy and joyous of heart. Hu Avonav Be'ishtu B'Nevonav. Him, his children, his wife, his family members. V'chol Niv Malav. And whoever is part of their whole family. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'Samachta B'Chagecha, you shall rejoice in your festival. Now, Ava Bisha Simcha Murkan, he Karbin Shlom, although the joy that it says will be in this Pasuk in Devarim, referring to the Karbin Shlomim, Kamesh Nevarim, Mechaz Chagiga, like we explained, the halachas of Chagiga. Yesh Bechlal Eis Simcha. Now, in the halacha of rejoicing, is also that we describe L'smaychu Uvanav Nei Beisai, that him and his children and his family should rejoice, Kolechot Karolo, each one according to what would bring joy to that person. As Rambam says, Halacha Yudches Ketzer, how so? So it depends on the personality. Hakatanim, the young children, nice them clothes, to give them roasted grains, vergeizim and nuts, and McDonald's and delicacies, and treats. Vanashim, the women, koinlem begodim, you buy them clothing, betachshit nom, and beautiful jewelry, kafim money according to how much he could afford. Vanashim, the men, echlim basa, v'shes and yayin, they eat meat, they drink wine, shen simcha el babasa, vein simcha el b'yam, because joy is only with meat, and joy is only with wine. Now, when he eats and he drinks, he has to feed the convert, the orphan, lamona, and the widow, with all the forlorn paupers. Because but if someone locks the doors of his courtyard, and he eats and he drinks, him and his children and his wife, and he does not give to eat and to drink to the poor and to the bitter ones of their souls, Angel Simchas Mitzvah, that's not the joy of the Mitzvah, Simchas Kreis is the joy of his belly. V'aleinu nemar regarding them, it says the Pasuk Nershei, as if Chayim, their slaughtering, is Kalechem Oinim Lehem. It's like, it's for them the bread of mourners. Kol Oich Labitamo, all those who eat it will be impure. Ki Lachmam Lenafsham, because their bread is for their own selves. And B'Simcha Kazu says Rambam, such a joy, Kol Nhi Lehem, is a disgrace for them. Shlomo says the Pasuk in Malachi, V'zereisi Feresh Al Panechem, I'll throw waste matter, dung, on your face, Perish chagichem, the waste of your festivals. Halacha yitas. Afa pishachilu shtiyo b'mayadus. Now, even though eating and drinking on the festivals, b'chlamet zaseh is included in the positive commandment, but lo yi'oichel v'sheis ha'kol yim kol, you shouldn't be eating and drinking the whole entire day. Elakachya das, this is the law. But b'baker, in the morning, mashkim nikol ha'am lebatik, and this is the bottom of Joshua's. All the people get up to the shuls and to the study halls, u'mispal ha'makoyim ha'tayra b'in yayim, and they daven and they learn from the Torah in regarding the context of the day. And then they come back home and they eat. Then they go back to the study hall. They read and they study up until halfway through the day. And after midday, they daven the afternoon prayer. And then they go back home to eat and drink the rest of the day up until evening. When the person eats and drinks and he rejoices on the Yom Tov, should not extend his in drinking of wine with a schaik and with laughter, with kalas roish and lightheadedness. And he's going to say, oh, shakom b'sheyesu b'zeh, because whoever increases regarding this, yarbe b'mitzvah simcha, is increasing the mitzvah of joy. No. Shashikris, because intoxication, getting drunk, v'aschaik rabba, and the abundance of laughter, with kalas roish and lightheadedness, ain't a simcha, is not joy, ela holos v'sichlis. It's foolishness and it's frivolity. We're not commanded regarding this foolishness and this frivolity. Only on the joy that has in it the service of the creator of everything. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, in Devarim, in the Teichicha, and all the retribution that the Jewish people get, why did all the bad happen? Because you didn't serve as Hashem Lekecha, Hashem your God, besimcha, with joy, and the goodness of your heart, and the abundance of everything. You learn from this, serving God with joy. Now you cannot serve Hashem. Let me take schik, not from laughter, but let me take cows first, not from lightheadedness, but let me take shikras, and not from being drunk. It's not about your own happiness, it's about happy as being a servant of God. Chayavin Bezdin, the courts are obligated, Lahamet Shechim Bergolim, to appoint officers on the festival, Shei Mesavim, that they should go around, Umechapsin, Beganois, Umepradesim, they should go looking in the gardens, in the orchards, Valnaris, on the rivers, Kadeshle Skap, so that people shouldn't be gathering over there, Lecha Belishtas, to eat and drink Sham over there, Anashim, Anashim, men and women, and they're going to come to sin. They should also warn regarding this to all the people. That men and women should not be mingling in their homes in joy. They should not be extending their drinking of the wine, because it might bring to sin. Now discussed the laws of Cholam Moed, the intermediate days of the festival, and regarding the laws of mourning on it. As we're saying, one has to be happy. So Yom Shabin Rishon Shvi'i Shal Pesach, the day that's between the first and the seventh day of Pesach. V'Rishon Shmini Shal Chag HaSukkos, in between the first and the eighth day of the Yom Tov Sukkos. Where V'Hem HaGoylim, the diaspora, that's our Arba B'Teich HaPesach, you get 4 days within Pesach. V'Chamish B'Teich HaChag, and 5 days within the Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. Him HaKram, that's what's called Chulei Shal Moed, the Moed, the festival. And then there's the mundane days of the festival, like it's somewhere in the middle. But the Kram made in Halacha that's called Moed, the designated times. There's an obligation of joy. It's forbidden to have a eulogy, a lavaya, and a fast, not to eat. But you're allowed to eulogize in those days, in front of him when he's there, the dead person. But after he's buried, then you're not allowed to eulogize even the Talmud Chacham. Now, you have to say on Rosh Chodesh, which is also like a somewhat of a holiday, or in Bechanuk of Purim, which are called minor holidays, she saved to mehem Tamid Chacham b'fun, that you could eulogize Tamid Chacham in front of them. Av b'shayam elu asur behesm b'tanz, although in general these days are forbidden in hespedim and on fasting. Aval achay klucha aslas b'm, but after the buried, then no, you're not allowed to eulogize them. Halacha Rav Gimel, em anichin mitas hameis b'rechay b'moyd, you don't put, as they would do, the coffin of the dead person in the street on the Chol HaMoed, but not to draw out this and to cause a eulogy. Rather go straight from the house to the grave. And the Amos Abba HaMoed, you don't have mourning on Chol HaMoed. V'chein and Karin, you don't tear the garment. You don't have what the first meal after the burial, it's called the Sudas Avra. You don't have that meal from other people serving the food. You don't bear the shoulder by tearing off the garment from the shoulder. When it's b'mayid, a chalamayid, alanes, and someone who died, ela krev. The only one who does this is the seven relatives, the closest relatives. Shem chayav l'sabalav, would they have an obligation to mourn over him? Now, v'mayid chacham, or but if it was a sage, or a very upstanding person, or someone standing there when the person's soul left him, then that person will tear his garment on chalamayid for the one who died, even if it's not his close relative. But you don't tear your garment, not even the second day of Yom Tov, which is this in the diaspora Yom Tov, even the relative of the dead person, it's only on Chol HaMoed, but not on Yom Tov, even the second day of Yom Tov itself. Halach Avdal, now Nashim B'Moed, women on Chol HaMoed, B'fnei HaMes, if it's in front of the dead person, Ma'anis, which Ram doesn't explain exactly what does it mean, Ma'anis, like the word of that they recite, Avolim Etapchis, but they can't clap, Avolim Ekoinis, and they cannot lament. Now, Nikbe HaMes, once the dead is buried, then in Ma'anis, then they can't even do this Ma'anis. Now, Barosh Chodosh and Chanukah Purim, which are lesser type of festivals, Befnei HaMes Ma'anis and Metapchis, if it's in front of the dead person, they could be Ma'anis and even Metapchis, they could clap. Avolim Mekoinis, but even then, you can't do Mekoinis. Now, so the Rambam explains, Ezeu Inui, what's this Inui, which is lesser than we said, than Mekoinonites, that we said that the women could do Befnei HaMes on Chol HaMoed, and they could for sure do Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, is Shekul Mekoinis Ke'echas. If they all answer, if they all respond together and they lament together. What's a kina, which is more severe, is achas emes v'kulon oynis. That's more where one is saying and they're all responding to that. That's more of an intense type of mourning, and that is forbidden on Rosh Chodesh and also on Yom Tov. But the only difference between Rosh Chodesh, as we said, and the Chol HaMoed is regarding metapchis. Metapchis you cannot do on Chol HaMoed, but you could do on, you could slap and bang on the Rosh Chodesh. Now, v'asla adam, it's forbidden for a person she'oira al-mesai, that shall awaken the mourning for his dead relative, koydim l'regel shleishim yayim, if it's before, it's 30 days before the Yom Tov, within those 30 days. Because kadesh l'yoveh ha'regel, we don't want that the Yom Tov should come, v'netzev, and the person's depressed, v'libidoyeg, and his heart is full of worry, v'koyim mezikin atzar, and he's full of pain from the recalling of the pain. So within 30 days, we shouldn't be making these hespedim, these awakenings of like, oh, what we lost, and that shouldn't be done 30 days before the Yom Tov. Rather, he should move the worry from his heart. He should focus his consciousness for joy within 30 days when you get ready for the Yom Tov, is how the attitude of a person is becoming towards the Yom Tov.